The following program is sponsored by Wade's RV. Welcome to RV Camping with Little Wade on News 102.3 KRMG.
Your RV guide for Oklahoma and beyond.
Give us a call at 918-460-KRMG. Text your questions to 95920. Now let's hit the road.
Welcome to RV Camping with Lil Wade. It's News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. My name is Skyler Cooper.
And I'm Lil Wade.
We are going to have a fun show today. We've already done probably 20 minutes of the show off the air because we were just chatting.
Oh, yeah.
But that happens. So as you're listening in today, as always, you can join the show. Text us at 95920 or get on the phone and call us the old-fashioned way, 918-460-KRMG, 918-460-5764. So Lil Wade, you brought us a guest today that I'm going to just chat his ear off unless you take over. So let's let you start.
Yeah, so today I brought the motocross expert, Bob Janderber, with Janderber Motorsports Park.
Absolutely. I've ridden there a handful of times back when I was allowed to, Bob. But it was fun. And actually, I've been out there recently, too, because we were on our way out of town to go ride. And my buddy, whether it's dirt bike, he needed a tire or something from inside the shop. So we had to make a stop. But it's a cool place down... Not technically Okmulgee, right? It's just kind of in the county area.
Yeah, we're north of town, about 4 miles. So yep. It's a short dance down 75 to us, about 30 minutes.
I like that. And speaking of dancing, what were you saying earlier before the show? You were talking about dancing is like when you were teaching somebody on the dirt bike and you were just telling them like, hey, it's kind of like dancing.
Yeah, when I talk to my students, it's I want you to relax. And so when you're on the motorcycle, imagine yourself dancing. So you're moving around and it gives you better control of the bike and it's fun.
Yes. Being fluid is important. Yeah,
absolutely.
Speaking of dancing, so you're saying I could be a stud motocross guy?
Maybe. Yeah. Come on down. We'll get you dancing on a motorcycle.
That would be a fun remote that we should do. Yeah. I'd love to see you try.
I am totally down for that.
But you know, I would have to learn with you because I came up on quads and have very limited time on bikes. Yeah. So it would be different for me.
Do you guys want to see Little Wade out at Janderber's? On a motorcycle?
Dancing.
Steph is in the room. She might have something to say about this. Like,
I would love to.
Okay, she's in.
She's in.
All right. I thought that would be a, oh, no, you're not.
Text in. Say yes if you want to see this.
So there's a lot of ways in which motor parks and different ways that motocross tie into RVing. A lot of those communities are hand in hand.
Yes, they are. And I think before we get into that, we should hear about Bob's very first RV.
Yeah, let's see. It was a 72 Chevy van. So we put a bed in it, put a sink, loaded my motorcycle to my best friend, and took off and raced around the country for 3 years. And so my first RV was a van. We've come a little ways now to be in a Monaco motor coach, but those were really fun days, showering in the car wash and racing every weekend around the country. So I thought you'd like that. My first RV.
Yeah, so where did you come up with the idea to convert the van into an RV?
Well, all the guys that raced back in those days just had to have some way to put all their equipment inside. And so you kind of got tired of sleeping in the seat or out in a tent. So we just started tricking them out. Yeah. And that was the first custom van at Tulsa, probably. Cool wheels and pinstripes and, the hippie days. And... yeah, I think we put 50,000 miles in that van the first year I raced professionally.
Oh, my gosh. Did they have toy haulers back in back then?
Yeah, it was a van.
A van? Oh, wow.
Yeah, you see a lot of guys still just throw the bike in the van. It works.
Yeah. Sure.
It works real well.
Yeah, and if we went to a lot of races, we'd pull a trailer behind it. Yeah. So I've got some great stories about my RV with a trailer going to Florida.
Yeah. And so a lot of, like, back then, did they have the RV setups at the parks, or did you just have to park, or did you just have to, like, pull a van up in the parking lot or in the pasture somewhere and just camp out?
Yeah, but you'd park in the infield with a racetrack.
Like boondocking?
Outside, right. Oh, and I remember when Honda came out with the first generator, it would light up a light bulb. And we were like, whoa, a generator lights up a light bulb. So we could work on our bikes at night because the batteries would go down on the van. We kept trying to work on them. So, yeah, the first generator was a little Honda 40 watt.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yep.
So, RVing definitely sounds like it's been, and motocross has been a part of your life for a long time.
Yes. I had the pleasure of traveling around the country with my son, Noah, for about 8 years.
Does he race?
Yeah, he was racing. He became very accomplished. He's taking a break from racing right now. But we got a wall full of plaques, and he and I got on the motorhome, not the Chevy van, and pulled a big trailer and went all over the country. It was a wonderful experience.
That's awesome. Let's talk about your motorhome setup. So you have the motorhome. Do you pull the dirt bikes? Like, do you pull a trailer behind it? How's that look?
We had a 32-foot Class A. We had a 22-foot trailer enclosed behind. So we'd have the bikes, the gear, the golf cart, as many of the events were on big tracks. So we had to cover a lot of ground. And we just set up and get in a day or so early before the event and head out Sunday and have him back home to be in school on Monday.
Yeah, and then you had like just like the luxury of your motorhome right there at the park, right?
Right. Yeah, it was a great way to travel. We really had a good time.
That's awesome. And so is that why you've set up your park the same way? Like, I noticed you have RV setups there.
We do. We have people from all over the country swing through. We've got a great reputation for catering to those traveling. A lot of folks up north, it's a little cold up there right now, or the weather's bad. And so they'll come through on a Friday, race the weekend, go back. But yeah, we got RV hookups and lots of places to park around where we have our tracks and trails.
That's awesome. You said you had some people come in last night from Kansas.
Yeah, they're last night from Kansas. And we had Canadians in 3 days ago. Some weekends we'll have four or five states represented at our park. They like to come there because we have many tracks and trails. We're not just a track. And we're crazy about safe. We're very accommodating. We have a big clubhouse. And they're not used to those kind of features when they go to a track. It's, you know, you got to camp and wonder where you're going to go get supplies. So we've had 8 years to kind of formulate something that's become very successful.
That's awesome. And so I like this because there's a lot, it's fun, right? We don't have a lot of fun things to do really in the Tulsa area.
When we started our advertising campaign last year, it was let's get the kids off the couch and those darn phones.
I love that. Yeah.
And I've had parents come out and tell me it's the most wonderful thing they ever did was to get them a motorcycle, get them outside, get them off the couch, get them interested in something that's competitive, teach them responsibility. So we do lots of kids camps. Mm-hmm. So we're a family-oriented place, a different option to what a lot of people have ever thought about.
It's a great way to keep kids on track with just, you know, being a good kid and becoming responsible adults, because I was far too busy and worried about what I'm going to upgrade next or where I'm going to go ride next to go get in any trouble, you know? So it's a great way to keep focus.
Yeah. And it makes me think about just when they have to work through all types of different things, like that makes them a little bit more mechanical. Cause if something happens, they got to figure it out. If they're on the track, they're going to soon learn, you know, mom and dad's going to be out there and say, you know, if the tire gets flat, you need to do this or, you know, whatever. So
I'm showing my age, but high school, we used to have metal class and auto mechanics and woodcraft. Kids don't learn any of those skills anymore. Yeah. So getting them around motorcycles and learning about engines, and we teach them sportsmanship. I mean, you know, there is no bullying. There is no drug issues at our park. It's just where everybody comes out and has a good time.
Yeah. Remember what Waden told us when he was out riding his four-wheeler?
The greatest thing a 10-year-old could ever say. He's 11 now, but basically, Bob, the wisdom of this child, he said that when he's out RVing and out doing those things outside, he doesn't even remember that he's missing his phone. He doesn't think about it.
Yeah.
And that's the whole point that you're trying to drive home is, let's do this instead, and it's really good for you.
There was a study done some time back. I'm not sure the source, but they were pointing out that motorcycling reduces stress. It takes your mind off of all the worries. And I ride almost every day. Some days I ride for a reason, and other days I just go out and ride around and have a good time.
We've noticed that, too. It is a great stress reliever. So we're going to take a quick break. More with Bob Janiber, Janiber's Motorsports Park, just down Highway 75. What'd you call it? A 30-minute dance down Highway 75.
That's right. Dancing down 75.
It's RV Camping with Little Wade. We're back in a couple of minutes on KRMG. Welcome back to RV Camping with Lil Wade, News 102.3 KRMG. I'm Skyler Cooper in the studio with Lil Wade, and today our guest, Bob Janiber of Janiber's Motorsports Park, just down Highway 75, a fun place to go ride bikes if you are into motocross. And I've been there a time or two myself. It's a fun place. And Bob, you were saying before we started the show that you're expanding, and you're going to have several tracks now. You already do, but you're making that even bigger number.
Yes, it's been very gratifying to see all the support we've gotten. We've had a successful youth racing program twice a month on Friday nights. We race under the lights, good place for the kids to learn the sport, kind of get their foot in the water. And I love when parents come through, like, well, we're really not sure if he's going to like riding a dirt bike. And I'm like, I think the odds are really high, like maybe 99.999.
Oh, yeah.
And not to elaborate too much, but just to say that when they learn to ride safely and they have fun and they have confidence in what they do, then they're not so apt to get hurt. And the parents are happier. And, of course, I'm happier. I'm not picking them up off the side of the track.
Sure. One of the things parents have to – they're always kind of scared of the safety of that sport. But one of the things they have to know is, yeah, experience will help you, and you got to be safe and learning and not just jumping out there and trying it, you know, without any kind of instruction. It helps. But – you're always going to fall. At some point, you're going
to
fall.
Well, when we do camps and lessons for kids, we do a lot. I probably taught several thousand kids to ride in the last few years. We'll say to them, you know, there's two sides of the brain. There's the thinking side and the throttle side. And I'm supposed to get those two operating correctly together, and then it's a lot of fun. If all we do is use the throttle, the thinking side's going to have a really unpleasant afternoon.
Absolutely. So how does motocross tying to RVing? Well, Little Wade, actually very well, because a lot of these guys travel the country going from race to race if they're in part of a circuit, or if it's like me and you're just a weekend warrior and you want to go have fun, then you'll travel to these certain locations and do that. And Bob was telling us last segment that it started with a van, but you've kind of modernized that, and you've got some great stories about your, not only your racing, but the way you travel to get to those races.
When I started with taking my son to races around the area, we had a truck, and so we slept in the truck. And that wasn't all so accommodating, and it was kind of cold and cramped, and as he got bigger, the truck became smaller, so we got a trailer. And then the trailer wasn't quite so accommodating when the air would leak out of the mattress and the heater would quit, so maybe there's a better way. And so we ended up getting a RV and put the trailer behind it, and that's what we did for about 8 years, traveling all over the country racing.
Do you have a lot of people come to your place, Wade, and for that purpose?
Yeah, we do. We see a lot of people come in, and they go for the setup like Bob. They do the motorhome, and they'll have their racing trailer that acts as a garage, because when they're out there racing, they need to be able to change out the parts. My brother Tyson, he used to race back in the day, and he was they were gone every weekend, and that's kind of the setup my dad had for Tyson was a enclosed trailer that they kind of spec'd out as it's kind of like it was their garage. And then they had a Class A diesel pusher that they would just kind of roll up to the races in.
We see everything from folks in little campers to the trucks and the toy haulers. Toy haulers, very popular, where they can unhook and travel around with their truck when they're not. But there are people that are dedicated to this sport and their kiddo. And they'll have a big coach, they'll have a private trainer, have a mechanic, and that's their mission, is to take him through the career of racing motocross. And it starts at about 4 years old, and their level of accomplishment by the time they're in their upper teens puts them in a position to maybe become a factory rider. It pays very well when you get to that point.
It certainly does, and that's where a lot of people, like me and my friends, we weren't. You know, it kind of starts with parental guidance at that age. You know, I didn't get my first something with a motor to sit on until I was 10. And at that time, you're kind of behind the curve. And we never, you know, by later in life, by 17, 18, we went, man, I wish we had started so much earlier. We'd be better at this. We could have done more racing and be more experienced. So at that point, we committed to being hobbyists. You know, I did a number of races that, the best I ever finished was second. I was so proud of it.
There you go.
And that's okay, because you know, it's not for everybody to be the on the road, but when you are, I've traveled every way there is, you know, with just the pickup, like you were saying, and someone had a camper, we went with them, and the enclosed trailer is, and the coaches like you're doing, that's the top of the game where it's like, oh, this is why you use this stuff, because it's so much better.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And you, like Bob said, that there's different ways you can RV and utilize your dirt biking, you know, and within your dirt biking career. You can start out with the travel trailer, toy hauler, and kind of just step your way up to the motorhome, you know?
That's
kind of where you're starting
out. I know you guys have toy haulers, and I've seen a couple of different iterations of them. Some of them have a sort of like you're walking into the garage, a door, and I think I've seen one that was wide open, where it's sort
of
all-in-one.
Yeah, so a toy hauler, it's just like a regular travel trailer or RV, and then the back will fold down so you could... and it acts as a ramp, and then you have like a little garage area. It's kind of closed off, and so that would be your garage, and also act as your RV. The garage is separated. Usually on the other side of the wall is you'll walk into the kitchen and then the living room and then the master bedroom. So the fumes and stuff is separated from the regular right. living area.
Yeah, which if you have to haul gasoline or something, you don't want that in the kitchen space.
Yeah, and so like a toy hauler, you're looking at starting out, you know, something that's going to cost about $150 a month, very doable. Because when you think about RVing, like we said, you think, wow, like Bob's setup's like awesome. Like everyone automatically thinks like that's where you have to be. But no, there's other options in the game.
Yep.
So, Bob, tell us the story. I want to hear this. You're taking, when you're in back in the Chevy van, you really took showers at a car wash?
Well, we didn't have a shower in the van. And you race, you kind of get a little bit dirty. So what choice did you have? And so we really didn't put the quarters in. We just used the pump in the van, and we'd go to a car wash bay, and that's where we'd get cleaned up. So you have to improvise when you're traveling.
That is like high-powered water, dude. What the heck?
Well, we'd park in apartment complex parking lots. We felt safe there. I mean, just not a lot of roadside places that you'd pull into, and sometimes you'd drive all night to get to the race the next day.
Yeah. Speaking of the parking or hotels and parking lots, we were talking about this earlier, and we've talked about this before, camping or RV camping as opposed to hotel camping or like going on vacations. You guys had a great point saying when you're at a hotel, you're just always worried about looking out in the parking lot, watching your trailer to make sure someone wasn't going to rob you while you're sleeping.
It happens quite often. And we offer to those traveling to leave their trailer with us or actually put their bikes in the clubhouse.
Safety is important on that. And we'll get back to that and more with Bob Janiber, Janiber's Motorsports Park, with RV Camping with Little Wade as we return after the news. It's News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. My name is Skyler Cooper in the studio with Lil Wade, and Bob Janiber joins us today from Janiber's Motorsports Park. A quick dance down Highway 75, as you like to say.
Absolutely.
Adding some more places to go ride. I've ridden there a time or two, and it's a really fun place. And Bob, if people want to get their kids into this, they can come to you and just kind of get the advice to start, and you even teach the kids.
Absolutely. So we're open year-round every day but Monday, and 10 in the morning until dark. And that gives you plenty of time to come either during the week or on the weekends. And it's a certain level of curiosity. They go to a dealership, they look at bikes, and they're like, man, I really don't want to make that purchase till I know that Johnny or Sally, and we had lots of girls that ride out there, ride. So we teach them, and we send them back to the dealership, say, hey, you know, here's where they are. We'll give a free lesson to anyone that buys a dirt bike that's concerned about the kiddo. And funny story, the history of my family, we started motorcycles. My dad, Doug, started it in the 50s. And he had an ad in a magazine. It gave free lessons in 1960. So fast forward to 2019, and I give free lessons to kids, and I didn't know it till I saw that article.
Oh, wow.
But
wow.
He's a legend in Tulsa. And for those that might not be from Tulsa, our name's pretty familiar with the motorcycle world. And we started in 1960 here. When we sold the business, we were the 8th oldest Honda dealer in the world out of 3,500. So kind of got out of that in the 70s. And then my youngest son got a motorcycle from Santa Claus.
Yep.
And we go out and ride at this place in Okmulgee, and we have some fun there. And then one day it's closed. Well, you know, 8-year-old's got a pretty simple idea. Dad, you just need to open this place up. I hadn't thought about a career in running a motocross park. Fast forward 8.5 years, and it's been a wonderful experience.
It is a cool place. And I love the idea that someone can come in with their young one and say, where do we start? You know, what age do we start? What bike do we need? And it kind of goes from there. And I wish that I had more of that, because I feel like I may have gone further if I had some of that guidance. So it's really recommended rather than, buying them some toy and putting them in the backyard.
Well, Skyler, some of us just can't grow up.
I know.
Okay. And I get guys come in that are in their 40s like, okay, my parents would never buy me a bike. So I'm here to buy a bike. And so I give lessons to all ages.
Perfect.
I was about to ask that because I have messed around on a dirt bike, but just like in a field, never on a track.
Sure.
Never had formal training. So
no.
That's something that, yeah, what would I do if I came to you?
Yeah, when we learned to ride, we'd learn and go fast and fall down and go, okay, I didn't like that very well.
Yes.
So there was no coaches or places to teach you. So it is a different. There is a national effort being organized to certify coaches to teach people to ride. And that's a wonderful thing. It's being supported by the manufacturers. And I'll probably be one of those certified coaches here as soon as I get around to accomplishing that.
So being that you were in this field for so long, you've taken your son around the country and even before that yourself to go to races. And we talked earlier in the show, and if you missed it, if you're just tuning in, you can go listen to the podcast, RV Camping with Little Wade on KRMG.com. But you started with a van. You've made your way up to some nicer accommodations now, but I understand that you've got some great stories of the travels, including one to the Grand Canyon, was it?
Oh, sure. We're making memories and traveling in a motor coach is just a wonderful way to see places. And you don't want to wait to accomplish your bucket list when you can't get around. And so I've been able to make some travels. And last week took a load of seniors from Jinx up to Breckenridge, took the coach up, and we had a wonderful time. I had some great experiences on that. And I was the oldest kid of the bunch is how they kind of determined who I was.
How was the drive? Did you pull over anywhere or just?
No, we drove 12 hours. We did pull over, though, once we got in the mountains in the dark and the brakes are starting to smoke and fade. We were, in safety's sake, decided to pull onto the shoulder and let the brakes cool off a little bit. So, yeah, that was an experience.
Yeah, you don't want to hit one of those runaway pads or whatever. That'd be a nightmare.
No, we were looking at those, and if they go up the side of the mountain and you have no brakes, then you're going to probably come back down.
Yeah.
So we really didn't want
to. Well, it's almost like quicksand. So kind of just, you're just stuck there.
Well, there was about 4 foot snowdrift you have to go through before you go up the mountain.
We hadn't talked about that before, but I guess that would be a thing on such a large vehicle that your brakes are going to get tired of stopping such a big thing.
And that's where when you purchase a big motorhome like that, you want to make sure you know how to drive, you know how to properly use the brake system or how to downshift. That's what we were talking about.
Your demeanor shifts down a notch.
Yes.
Because there's so much going on and you just want to be able to anticipate. You don't just slam on the brakes like you do in a car.
It's a lot like racing, isn't it, Bob? Your mind is very focused on that task.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, you have to know what you're working with on that for sure, because it's not just you and everybody that's in your motorhome that you have to make sure you're protecting, but everybody else on the road. You have to be very responsible. And that's why we do new owner orientations at Wade's RV, just to make sure everybody knows before you leave, hey, this is how you use your RV.
You know, you were talking earlier about using the van to haul the bikes around to places in the early days, and I've been to races. I went to Daytona Supercross a couple of years ago, two in a row, and there are guys who show up there as privateers, meaning they don't have a team, they're not on a factory ride, and they're still doing that. You know, they drive from, a lot of them are based in either North Carolina or in California.
Oh, sure.
Or in Florida. If they're in Florida, they're lucky that they're going to Daytona because it's close. It's like a hometown race. But they make cross-country trips in these things just to get to the race. And they've outfitted. We've talked about, you're going to have to teach me or get me a cheat sheet on these classes one of these days.
Okay.
I think it's a B where you're driving it, but it's also all attached. I don't know.
That's a Class C.
That's a C.
A Class B looks like a van.
Okay. Hey, Steph, you probably know more about this than I do, right?
Now you're learning, and you know what? The cool thing is these questions, you're helping the viewers out too. Yeah. Kind of like myself, when we call and ask my dad tips that people, you know, text in or call in and ask, thank you, because I'm learning too. So next time I get that question, I'll be able to answer.
Skyler, you mentioned Daytona. I had the pleasure of racing Daytona at the Speedway twice, but my dad raced it first, 1961. We still have the bike that he raced at Daytona. He was third fastest qualifier. Here's a guy from Tulsa that talks a friend into flying him down to Daytona, takes his bike apart, lands at the airport, borrows a wheelbarrow, pushes the bike, wheelbarrow and his gear over to the Speedway, races, comes back, flies back to Tulsa. I drove my van down there. I didn't have to use a wheelbarrow to get into the pits. But we had to put our bikes inside the hotel room because we had to work on them. Well, of course, hotel operators don't really like you putting your motorcycles in there and opening up engines, but that's kind of what happens during Speed Week. We're all down there getting ready because we'll dirt track race on like Friday night, and we'll road race on Saturday and the big 200 milers on Sunday. And they still do that now.
I can't think of his name now. There's a guy from Tulsa who's still very prominent down on Bike Week.
Danny Eslick.
Yes, thank you. Yep. I figured you would know.
Yes.
It's really cool the way to see those worlds come together. You see those guys pulling the RVs down on I-4 headed toward Daytona. It's a little scary.
Yes.
You've got a lot of big vehicles, and you've got guys on bikes because it's Bike Week,
right.
And they're just flying by you on either side, and I'm just going, please don't hit me.
Yeah. So when you say that, it reminds me of the RV community, and then you have the dirt bike or motocross community, which it's all interwoven. I think
yes.
That's amazing.
They really
Everybody's
are.
Always willing to help each other out when you're out there on the track. I mean, I've seen it because my brother raced. You
it's
know?
Like a fraternity.
In a
certain way. You know, it really is. It's pretty awesome. They'll step up and help and do whatever they can to, you know, make life easier for the other parties.
I couldn't tell you how many times I've had something break at a track or at a riding location, and you go to the next RV and there's a guy, he says, I've got a welder, I can take care of that, or here's the tools you need. I've got extra this or that. And, you know, it really becomes a family out there.
It happens without even thinking about it. I remember when Noah was racing and we lost a clutch on a bike, and one of his friends' dad said, well, here, just ride our backup bike. And I thought, really? Yeah, that was cool. Well, we got the opportunity to do that for someone else a few months later. Their bike broke. And so you have to have a practice in a race bike. We got to share our bike with them.
Very cool. It's RV Camping with Little Wade. Take a quick break. Back for our final segment with Bob Janiber from Janiber's Motorsports Park. It's RV Camping with Little Wade on News 102.3 KRC. Welcome back. RV Camping with Little Wade on News 102.3 and AM 740. My name is Skyler Cooper, here with Little Wade, as always. Thank you for bringing Bob Janiber in today. This has been a fun show.
A lot of fun. And if you're listening and you're into this thing that we call dirt bike, motocross, whatever, go find Janiber on Facebook and like him.
Janiber's Motorsports Park. Why don't you say it this time? I've been butchering it. It's what down 75?
Dancing down 75.
Not too far down the road. It's a fun place to go ride. And I always find you just by turn right when you see orange.
Yes, right behind Stuart Martin.
Yep, you'll see the Kubotas out there.
Google thinks we're south of town near the cemetery, and we've reached out to them to try to coordinate that. So we just say, you know, find the big orange tractor dealer, Stuart Martin. We share the driveway with them.
Yep, so go down there. And if you missed any part of the show, go back and find our podcast on KRMG.com. Look for RV Camping with Little Wade, talking a lot about how these two worlds really mean, they really come together, RVing and motocross, because these guys travel the country to go ride, and they need accommodations to do that. So you sell things that will make it easier, like the toy haulers, which was always on my list before I got out of the business, the riding and traveling business.
Yeah, the partnership with Bob, it's been great. We've been, last couple of years kind of working together. It's a, you know, big movement, and, you know, you go there, you have fun, you have the experience, you need more tools, you need to get there, you need to protect your items, you need a motorhome, you need a toy hauler. We're the guys to help you on that.
You know what I found? It's Bob, you can probably speak to this because you've done all levels of traveling with these different types of equipment, is it just makes your life easier. At the end of the day, a long race, you're sore, you're tired, you're muddy, and you don't want to have to hook up a trailer or load bikes up into trucks and vans. It's exhausting once you're already tired after running a few motos. So having the setups to just come up a short ramp into a trailer or the back of the whatever it may be, if it's a toy hauler, it just makes it easier.
Yeah, without a doubt, to load everything up. When we traveled, our dog Moto was with us all the time, and you'd be surprised how many of the folks come through. Lots of grandparents or the grandkids on a trip, and a whole family comes in and has a good time for the weekend.
And another tip is if you have a truck, how are you going to work on your dirt bike or your four-wheeler if you're out there racing? I mean, you're very limited on where you're going to carry all your supplies.
Pretty primitive for sure.
I've tried changing oil on sand, and it's not smart, Bob, because you're going to get sand on something.
Or in your motor.
Right, yeah. If you drop the drain bolt, you better not put that back in until you fully clean it. And so it's much better to have. Now we travel with someone who's got an enclosed trailer, and it's like suddenly you're in luxury because you've got a hard surface to work on. There's a shelf at the front. You know, it's great.
Sure. Those that are traveling for motocross, one of the hardest things is getting good nutrition for the kids. So their first instincts to want to go to McDonald's and I remember stocking up things that had protein that were healthy for my son before he'd go out and race. And he'd be able to rest and feel better if he's, you know, there in the motorhome as we get ready to go out and practice.
It's nice having that fridge that's built into a lot of the ones that you've got, Little Wade. And we talked about in a couple of shows, and we'll talk more about that coming up next week, about how when you're preparing for this time of year, you need to go actually hook that stuff up, make sure it's not smelling funny still, getting it all de-winterized, because people are still doing that now.
Yeah, that's right. And we have two locations. If you're needing to get your RV out and de-winterized and just get the roof checked out or the seals, because, hey, it's been sitting all winter, you need to get it checked out. You can check go over and see my sister Amanda at the original location, which is Wade's RV Service Center. That's at 121st and Highway 75. Or you can come over and see me dancing. You can dance south down Highway 75. Come see me at 161st and Highway 75, where you could find new and pre-owned RVs. We have indoor storage, and if you pick up your toy hauler, then dance on south and go see my friend, the expert, Bob Janderer at Janderer's.
Tell us how we can find you and what people need to know to get down to your place.
We're available on Facebook with lots of reviews and videos. We have a YouTube channel. We're on Instagram. And so we're kind of following what social media is driving a lot of this right now. But very easy to see that we're right off 75 and 4 miles north of Okmulgee. We're open year-round every day but Monday, 10 in the morning till dark.
And in my experience, stopping by, you might have to flag Bob in from, because he's literally working on the track a lot. And that's how you know you're riding a good track, when they're out there working it daily.
We're crazy about safe. We do prep on our track almost daily. And so we want to make sure our riders are comfortable and there's no hazards out there like can be found at different places.
And they can be. I've ridden the worst tracks and some of the best tracks, and it makes a difference. So it's really important. And you were telling us earlier, just to remind the folks who may be just tuning in, that you're expanding some more riding surface.
We'll be adding another track and building a national track in the back that we'll be doing special events on. There's been talk about us putting in an event center there, maybe doing concerts, the Bluegrass Festival. It's a beautiful surrounding that we have.
It would be fun. I know Tulsa's looking at some kind of outdoor venue. Maybe they can make it on your spot.
That'd be great.
I want to be the hype man, please.
Yeah. I'll announce. How's that sound?
There you go.
It's RV Camping with Little Wade. We'll talk to you next week, man.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
Bob, thanks for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you.
We'll see you next Saturday at noon. It's RV Camping with Little Wade on News 102.3 KRMG.